You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly on Packer Ave. Today, Chickies and Pete's doing crab fries for heroes for National French Fry Day. Portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. It is 5 o'clock, which means it's everybody's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
It's a Stockwatch Friday.
Yes, sir,
it is. Here on the Afternoon Show. And, of course, you guys made it about Philly sports. That's cute. I made it about us.
Yeah, there you go.
The five people. This is WIP personnel because there's a caller on here. It's not just employees.
Well, that's not personnel either.
Whatever.
Okay.
It might as well be.
Okay.
They're not paid, but they're part of the family.
Okay, all right. Part of the WIP family.
That I'm buying or selling.
Okay.
The surrogate number five, Elliot Shore Parks. I'm buying.
All right.
Whoa.
I miss him. It's been a long week.
Without Elliot?
Yeah, like, come on, man. Tuesdays with Elliot, there's something about it that has such a charm to it. I missed him Wednesday. Sharing that moment with Elliot would have been phenomenal.
Elliot,
he was demanding text updates from Seltzer the whole time.
Elliot at the Fritz versus the camera would have been great. Elliot being there would have been great.
He would have got booed by the crowd.
Yep.
All 500 people there.
Yep.
Rube was great today. Something about Fridays at 3 with Elliot.
He'll make you pissed off.
Yeah, I got to admit, I've enjoyed the week.
Ah! Now,
I've enjoyed the week.
Since you already brought it up, Jack, so it's your fault, not mine, you're buying Elliot stock even with the new haircut.
It's contingent upon when he gets back, combing it back over or
okay.
Something. Don't know what the hair is doing.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, Elliot's new haircut.
Some to behold.
The front of it is all going forward.
Yes. This man's almost 40.
Do you think it's a teenager haircut?
Yes.
Because teenagers, I see.
I think it's a Gen Z cut.
No, see, I thought Gen Z have the big, bushy, curly hair with the side shave.
No, like the ones that I see now is it's all straightforward and it's like kind of messy. And that's what he's going for.
But he's almost 40.
Now, he is in his quote unquote lad era. Because
he's in England?
In England.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is a part of it.
Do you think his wife had him do it? Put him up to it? Or is that an Elliot move?
I think he's grappling with the reality.
Grappling.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you got a lot of misses today on words.
Published author, ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
He's grappling with the reality that he's almost 40. I think he's trying to be younger again.
Huh.
That what this was? Is that what that is? Attempt to look younger?
He's obsessed with being younger.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with it.
Well,
yeah.
It's hard when you're... See, on the beat, for a while, he was the young guy.
Yeah.
On the beat.
Yeah.
And I know this from being in radio, because I went from being the young guy at the radio station mm-hmm. to all of a sudden you wake up one day and everybody's younger than you.
Yeah.
You're not the young guy anymore.
I'm right in the middle of that transition.
Look at, I'm a prime example.
Right.
You're like, you've been here longer than almost anyone besides Zachariah.
Yeah, when I came, I was the young guy.
Yep.
And everybody was older. Now I've seen everybody else come behind me.
Now you're limping around, winning the belt. But, you know, I think Elliot is grappling with the fact that he's just not the young guy anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the hotshot young guy. He's just a middle-aged guy like the rest of us talking about sports we don't know anything about.
Who is the hotshot young guy now?
Well, Broads is like, he's about my age.
Broads is Broads your age?
Broads is a year younger than me.
He's younger than you.
Okay, yeah. So
it's
got to
be Broads or Buzz.
Well, we'll get to Buzz on this.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that we have a hot shot young guy.
It was Fritz for a long time there.
Yeah.
It was right there. All right, number four, who am I buying or selling stock in at WIP? Chuck and Mount Airy. I'm buying stock, baby.
Oh,
what a beautiful week. You and him have just gotten along so well.
Me and Chuck.
I haven't gotten nervous once. You know,
really?
Usually.
I'm nervous every call.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But I could see where it's going to turn, right?
Yep.
Haven't felt it this week. It's been cordial.
That's true.
He's been cordial.
Yeah.
I think both of you are starting to look like men, you know? And we're starting to have good, positive growth, and we're getting Chuck back to being a great call.
Now this is, I'm sort of fatigued arguing with each other.
Yep.
You know, training camp will be here in a couple weeks.
Yep.
They'll be back at it.
And he's going to start saying how big of a Jalen guy he is, even though we know that's wrong.
Yeah, and that's going to drive Spike crazy.
Yeah, I think we both realize we could both use the break at the moment.
Yep.
We're just resting up for prime time.
Which is maturity. I'll accept that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Growth.
Self-preservation.
Growth. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Great. Right.
Buying Chuck stock.
Third on my list if I'm buying or selling stock at WIP is Joe DeCamera, who's selling. Selling. He needed baseball.
There it is.
He needed baseball to go a different way, and it didn't.
Yeah.
He got me in golf. Sort of. I got myself in golf.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, I got myself in golf.
He got you.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. But it was more of me losing it rather than him winning it.
Well, he still had
a
winner.
I'll be a sore loser.
I'm not being a sore loser.
He still had a winner.
Yeah. But come on, man. It was a good run. It was a good run. But what happened this week is that order was restored.
Well,
for the most part.
I saw a Twitter poll from the morning show today. How do you want DeCamera to approach the rest of the competition?
They were shook by your comments yesterday.
Humble hammer or haughty hammer? So haughty meaning, you know, better than everybody else. And
thank you for the explanation.
Well,
yeah, we got it,
Jack.
Yeah. Are we grippling our way through it?
Yeah, we're grippling our way through it. The truth is, he's been haughty the entire time. He hasn't been humble. He's been humble as a joke. Like he's
sarcastically humble.
Like he was doing the whole thing like, oh, I'm so such an underdog against this huge, big-time college pitcher.
You're the morning show host on WIP. There is nothing underdog about you. You said you were going to be president at one point, and you still believe it. Like,
and he's never gracious in victory.
No, of course not.
Yes.
And he has his minions, the drifters on the morning show, do all his dirty work. Like, at least have the guts to say that stuff yourself instead of having Rhea do it or Seltzer do it or whatever it is.
Jody Mack.
Yeah, Jody Mack doing it.
Entered into the fray this
week. Yeah, and they're all complaining.
Jody Mack jumped in there?
Yeah, Jody Mack. Well, he's been in for Richie all week.
Well,
so.
Jody Mack was complaining about that second strike call, which was not high. It was a high strike, but it was a strike.
It was within the zone.
Yeah. Like, you're complaining about calls when you go 0 for 8? What are we talking about here?
Not one three-ball count.
0 for 8 with 5 Ks? Yeah, I would respect Joe more if he would stop with the fake humble thing. There's nothing humble. There's nothing respectful. You were an annoying twerp during the golf. You happened to win. All right. And you did a victory lap, a two-week-long victory lap, calling my guy over here weak-minded and Jack quits.
A lot of that, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Not forgetting it over here, buddy. An elephant never forgets. I'm an elephant.
Do elephants ever forget?
I think that's the line.
How do they know that elephants don't forget?
I literally have no idea. Yeah.
We make a lot of assumptions about what animals No.
Really, no. Yep. Yep.
All right, second on my stock watch at WIP employees is Spike Eskin, who I am buying.
Whoa!
I mean, just a teammate of the year this week. I'm not a combative type. You know, like I have my fun little jabs, but like I'm an ELE guy. Everyone love everyone.
Yeah.
And what? What?
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
ELE?
ELE. ELE. Yeah.
Everyone love everyone.
I've never even heard that before.
Yeah, you didn't watch Semi Pro. but Spike has gotten into the dirt, into the mud.
The muck and grind.
For me. And yeah. The photo of us hugging after the glorious victory is going to live.
Well, it's nice. Nice.
You see someone put us on the Titanic?
I did. It was the guy that took the picture, actually. He's having a lot of fun with that photo now.
He was.
Thank you. I'm glad to have my stock up. I need my guy to win that for us, for him, for everyone.
For one.
And if I'm called upon to muck it up, you know, especially in the beginning when you guys were questioning my ability or my want to muck it up with the other shows.
It's true.
Say that I'm too friendly with them.
Yeah, it was a legitimate question.
Yeah, I'm going to make them all hate me just to prove that I'm a member of this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Well on your way, pal.
Thank you.
Well on your way.
Thank you. Glad to have my stock up.
But number one for buying or selling stock of a WIP employee is Buzz. We're selling.
Whoa!
Selling.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
So much for Buzz, ELE or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah. Buzz, did you pay that guy to take a photo of you signing something for him the other day?
No, I did not.
Conveniently, the camera's right on Buzz signing his one
autograph.
Yep.
I signed three autographs the other day. I didn't know any of them. No relatives, nothing like that. They solicited me.
Yep.
There you go. Hey, man, listen, Buzz is big in the street.
Now,
man.
Did you sign it? How did you sign it?
I signed
it
as Buzz.
Buzz. Yeah,
Buzz. Not even Wilson?
Not even Wilson, just Buzz.
But the other reason
did
is...
Did you put a number on there with it?
No, I did not put a number on there with it.
You know what your number should be, buddy?
Two.
It should be two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nailed it.
It's got to be number two. It has to be.
Yep.
Heard that one a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
But also part of the reason that Buzz is on here... I've heard through sources.
Oh, no.
We're taking off-air stuff as part of on-air stuff.
Always. Hey, trust Fritz, man. Yeah.
This guy still uses Axe body spray.
Oh,
like a 12-year-old.
No.
This guy's taking a nice photo with his lovely girlfriend at the graduation. And
graduation?
The sources
closed, 27.
Whatever it was. I don't know what it was. I don't know what you were doing. But sources close to Buzz suggest he reeked of Axe.
Oh, Buzz.
Buzz said, I'm 27.
There was no graduation.
Buzz.
I don't know where you pulled that from.
Buzz, Axe is for two kinds of people. Well, three. One, Knicks fans,
yeah.
Yep. Number two, guys in college. And number three, maybe if you're single and right out of college, but you are a taken 27-year-old man.
Grown man.
Yeah. I don't think you could be doing the Axe thing.
Yeah,
if you want to wear a cologne, we can find a nice, classy, you know, you just put a dot of it, you know, under your ear or something, whatever, on your neck.
Yeah. Axe body spray.
Yeah, wow. Come on. Are you showering? Are you not showering? Are you coming on
IBO? I shower and then use Axe.
Wow. That's tough, Buzz.
I never made the transition back.
Oh, Buzz.
That's tough. Body spray is tough in general.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Buzz.
What grown man uses body spray?
Yeah.
Well, that would be me right here. Yeah.
Yeah. What is your girlfriend?
I was going to say, does she like it?
Yeah, no,
are
she likes the smell.
Are you covering up the poo smell?
No, it's the poo smell. I'm not covering up any smell. Because apparently I'm still at graduation 5 years later. I don't know.
I thought she graduated from something. I know she's like in law school or something.
No, she's not in law school. We just went
what
to dinner last night.
What were you at then?
We went to dinner.
Oh, we're getting photos for dinner still?
She posted it. I reposted it. Talk to her about it.
He can't get a picture with his girl at dinner?
Yo, that
it looked like a graduation.
Yo, you got to let him take a picture with his girl.
My goodness, man.
Neither one of us were wearing a graduation gown. Where'd you
and
pull that from?
And you had a stain on your shorts.
Which side?
Stain on
the right side. And not on the back side, bro. It's not on the back side.
Oh, my God. Now I need to see this picture. Is it still up?
No, I'll find it.
Yeah,
it's still up. It's and I'll, like, yeah, no, I'll Jack has it saved. Don't worry. He's got a file on me.
All right. Let's see. Where's the stain?
oh my God, it's down there. I see it.
Yeah, let me know.
Why'd you say that's a graduation picture?
Oh, I don't know. Guys,
yeah, just have one.
Looks like she graduated.
Oh, Buzz, you got a lovely girlfriend. Yes. I say that respectfully.
She certainly is. Buzz, you're underdressed. She has on.
So the stain is right by your crotch.
Per usual.
Yep. And your shorts are too wrinkly.
Well, the wrinkly thing I'll give you. Yeah, I don't exactly. Yeah. I'm not great about ironing my clothes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
Oh, no. Boy.
Buzz,
yeah.
They won't let you do nothing, right?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you can't do anything, brother.
We definitely got to get Buzz a better cologne. I'll send you a couple of suggestions. I'm not a colognesman, but I'll send you a couple of suggestions, Buzz. We got to move you past that.
Yeah, hot, we got to get you out of Axe, man. Yeah.
Hot shot or hot something else, word we can't say.
What?
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 Another word that's beginning with S-A-N.
You won too far.
All right. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Oh, take advantage of Guided's big summer sale, 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up,
man?
What's up,
Yoshi?
Y'all killing me over here, Buzz. Hey, Buzz. You better stop wearing that Axe, boy. You ain't going to get them girls like in that commercial, boy. It don't work like that, man.
I already have a girl. I don't need to get girls.
I heard you was out there trying to be the latest man. What's that?
Oh, yeah. Hugh broke that story. Yep.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you,
maybe it was the Axe.
Buzz, what's that? St. Laurent, myself. That's a nice one. It's nice. It's masculine, but it's soft at the same time. Dolce & Gabbana. Light blue, that's a good one. Those are like two of my favorite ones to put on, you know.
How about Aqua Velva?
Yeah.
Aqua Velva?
He ain't putting on no D&G light blue.
How about Rookie? Rookie Aqua Velva?
I had to buy that for a roller, man. Y'all up there talking about he's trying to cover the poop smell. And boy, you ain't going to leave that Duke in on the daggone bus. That's going to the grave.
That's a scarlet letter, yeah. He's
Well, and And Yosh, here's the other thing, Buzz, for you to know. These nicer colognes are expensive, but you only need a dot of it. It's not like the Axe that you're...
It lasts forever, boy. Don't spread all over you now, what's the name, because you like the way it smells. You're going to end up stinking if you spray too much. Just a dot, like the man said, on your wrist and rub it down your face or a little bit behind your ear. And you know what? If you take what's name a little bit and put it on your wrist and rub it along your thighs, the smell travels up. Man,
next time I have a graduation on July 10th, I'll use that.
You know what?
Now I got tight, Buzz.
Hey, congrats on the belt, man. Don't thank me too much because I got something that you might not like, but congrats on the belt.
Uh-oh.
Appreciate it.
Jack Fritz, what's his name? Way to knock him down, boy. I would like to take a small ounce of credit for the multiple texts of motivation, and I believe in you throughout the week and last week. and starting.
A lot of motivational text from Yoshi, yep.
And also making Spike a little bit better for us being in your corner by snitching on the morning show last week. I think that escalated Spike to being better at being in your corner. So I like to think, take a little small credit for that.
You snitching on them did help, by the way. It did help.
I know it did, boy. Well, you went in for like 5 minutes. I was over there listening, like Aquarius, Libra, Taurus. You went in on. I'm buying stock. What's saying? I'm changing it up a little bit because y'all going on vacation. I'm changing. I'm buying stock also in Spike Eskins because I believe that Spike Eskins, if he keep listening to me, he's going to have a puppy chest in a minute, and he's going to be walking around looking at y'all like, how you like me now? I'm selling stock in Ike Reese because anytime a person keeps saying, I got to do something about this belly, they ain't going to never do nothing about it.
They ain't going to never do it.
Hey, I take many nights.
It's a big week for me, though, man. You're right, though. If I don't get started this week, it ain't happening.
Yeah, now's the week to do it. Yes. You don't have the pressure or work, all that.
You always got something to blame it on. What's name?
Well, I am injured, man.
I went to Cincinnati to see the family. What's name?
Yes, that happened. Yeah.
It was when I got from the Gilbert Cullies or wherever y'all be at, man.
McGirt's.
Whatever it is, you always going to have an excuse. I take a lot of naps on the weekend, too. Maybe you shouldn't. But I end up watching something, but it end up watching me. You need to stay awake, bro. What's the name? Stay awake. I'm going to miss y'all while y'all gone because I love y'all. But I need a breath of fresh air from y'all, too, because y'all take up too much of my time between 2 and 6. Now I can binge watch the TV, get a little extra workout in. What's the name? I'm just so compelled to listen to y'all. I can't turn it off. If I don't call, I'm over here texting Jack. Like, y'all take up too much of my time. I'm flagging my wife when she walks through the door. So I need a vacation from y'all, too. So, but I love y'all, and I'm going to miss y'all. I wear my sunglasses on the beach, too. But sometimes you got to take them off so you can get a better look. You know what I'm talking about? Come on. Hey, man, I love y'all, cats. I'm going to miss y'all. Happy Friday. Have a great week, and see y'all in a week.
All right, Yoshi.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
So a bit of weird news. Zach Wheeler is not participating in the All-Star game.
Ooh.
So it just came down a second ago that...
Ranger?
No, they added a Padres reliever to the All-Star game. So, because there was a lot of thought that he's going to start the All-Star game because he's pitching Saturday night.
Huh. So he's... Does he not want to? I hope he's okay.
But that's the concern. If he
pitches Saturday, then he's good.
Yeah, yeah. But also, why can't you just go to the All-Star game? Like, he's not participating.
Oh,
he's not on the roster.
You saying he's not going?
Like, he's not. Yeah, he's replacing. This Adrian Morjon is replacing Zach Wheeler on the NL roster.
Honestly, maybe his wife has a new kid. Maybe he just doesn't care. He wants to stay home with his kid.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
He's been an All-Star before, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
But it seemed like he was trending towards starting this game, which is a pretty marquee event for the game.
Doesn't seem like he's a guy who cares very
much. Yeah, I don't think he cares. He's got his little 2.5 years left. And
you know, truthfully, like, I want guys to make the All-Star team if they want to make the All-Star team. Personally, as a fan, mm-hmm. I'd rather they just have the time off, especially the pitchers.
Like,
I don't need Wheeler throwing during the All-Star game. I don't need Ranger. I don't need Sanchez. Doesn't make me feel any better. Then I'd rather they just have the time off.
So this puts him in line to start next Friday against the Angels?
Yeah, he's probably going to do that anyway because...
If he pitched in the All-Star game.
No, but it's usually just a midweek bullpen for guys. Like, they still throw a bullpen in between starts. So I think
So just throwing that inning would be like throwing a midweek bullpen.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So as long as he starts tomorrow, whatever, it's fine.
As long as there's nothing physically wrong with him.
Yeah. All right, now I'm worried about tomorrow. Well, they would have said he's not starting tomorrow if he was.
Maybe. I mean, they play tonight, 9:45, so they probably haven't talked to Thompson yet.
Yep.
So, I don't know. One to monitor, but it's a kind of like, I would have been cool for Wheeler to start the All-Star game. I remember when Halliday started in 11 down in Arizona, and it was cool. It's a pretty marquee thing.
Yeah.
Didn't Hamill start one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like, Skeen started last year. He's probably going to start again, so that's two for him.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, bummer.
By the way, Yoshi's push-up advice has been working for me.
Yeah. Feeling a little swollen
doing
over
it
there?
I'm getting better at it. Feel myself getting a little stronger.
Nice.
He has me, you know, taking short breaks in between the two, so I'm doing them now. And I don't care if anybody sees me.
Yeah, but listen, someone challenged you at McGurk's the other day.
And I did the challenge.
You did.
I did the challenge.
Dropped down and gave him 30.
Yep. But 30 isn't what people have been told.
They've 250.
Been told 250. I'm up to, I'm over 300 now. So those people can beat it.
Sure.
So
how long? How many All-Stars is Zach been in?
I don't know.
It can't be more than three.
Yeah, I think.
This would be his third, right? He didn't make one with the Mets.
Yeah.
No.
You would see it.
So this.
No, that's Hamels.
So this is his. Okay. This is his third.
Okay.
This is his third.
All right. Well, Hamels had four.
You're still making your Hamels case over there?
Well, I'm just saying.
There's always something.
I knew it.
Sniff it out.
You did sniff it out.
Are we sure Wheeler's better than Hamels?
So
that's the point I'm making.
So coming up next, Truckhorn Jerry is here.
Yes. Oh.
He's still here?
Well,
I haven't heard him.
So I have to take the bullet on something here. The last time Truckhorn Jerry was here, he wanted to come on the air, and I said no because Jack wasn't here,
right,
figuring he would never come back. He's back, and he asked if he could sing Creed with us.
Oh, God.
I told him he could.
Really?
All right.
All right.
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
Is he going to just honk the horn the whole time?
Nah, he's got to be with you.
Ooh. Right, you got to sing
into
the
same
mic.
We're sharing the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
He can have it.
215-592-9494. Stock watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You can buy stock and sell stock in one Philadelphia sports figure. We are at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Chickie's and Pete's today. Crab fries for heroes for National French Fry Day. Portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.